Devil's Lair.
As the snow flies on a cold and gray Chicago morning, a poor little baby child is born in the ghetto.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn, direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. As always, I strongly recommend that you go on the Devil Radio website and download our app, or go to the Apple Google Store, download our app. Better still, sit in a chair and just say, Alexa, enable Devil Radio. And then when you want to hear it, you go, Alexa, play Devil Radio. And while you're at it, click on the link that says Support Devil Radio. Many of you asked that we put it on the website. You know that there are more than 80 right-wing broadcasts going out every day in this state with a big lie, saying there's something wrong with our elections, something wrong with the last election. Devil Radio is the strongest, clearest voice standing up for our democracy. Standing up for our democracy. Well, here's the deal. Voss again disgraces himself, says something nutty. He announced yesterday that he blames vaccine rules for the bed shortage in hospitals in Wisconsin. In other words, the push to get people vaccinated to prevent COVID is the reason why there's so many people with COVID chewing up hospital beds. There's a bed shortage. Some hospitals, if you don't have COVID, they ship you 100 miles away. You had a stroke, a heart attack, broken leg or something. And he's saying it's because we ask people to be vaccinated. Are you kidding me? Voss disclosed that he'd had COVID in the fall. And he says the problem is that vaccine rules for hospitals mean less staff. He's saying that a lot of staff won't get vaccinated, and therefore they're not there to man the beds. First of all of that is false. The truth of the matter is, it's not a staff problem. It's a bed problem. Beds don't get vaccinated. They're just not beds. Secondly, the Wisconsin Hospital Association, which is nonpartisan, says that Voss is they didn't use the word lying. This says what he said is not true. Fewer than 2%, they say, of the staff in Wisconsin refused to be vaccinated. That's had no impact on the chair of them in the hospitals right now. There's overtime and they just bring other people in. But what has done it, the factors that have done it are other factors, which is about a third of the population won't get vaccinated because people like Voss say they shouldn't get vaccinated. You know, it's one thing for somebody like Ron Johnson to keep saying, well, why don't you take gargle or you brush your teeth and that'll cure COVID, or use the horse medicine to deworm 2,000-pound horses. Then have Voss say, we got to have no vaccine rules because the bed shortage is because we have vaccine rules. That's just plain false. We're going to the lines. Gene of Eau Claire, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Gene?
Good morning, Matt. Great show this morning. You know, you and the person that called in from up north, it's really a fact that Democrats don't speak out about the things that they're doing. They don't educate the public. They need to start doing that, because you made a great point. People do not have the time to do the research that we do all the time, paying attention to all the different states and what's going on and what this means, and looking at it in several sources so we don't give out wrong information. It's amazing to me that people don't know squat. And unfortunately, Democrats only, from what I've seen, utilize the internet, and they're missing a whole lot of folks, a lot of older folks who used to really vote for Democrats that are now infiltrated with a lot of Republicans, going to nursing homes, going places. They actually go places and spread their lies. They utilize the evangelical stations and our Christian stations, which really sickens me every time I turn it on, because they utilize that to spread false information. It's unbelievable. They even were spreading false information on a Christian station about the kids at Parkland when the shooting occurred. And boy, I called the head of that station and said, what the heck are you doing? You know, and they were Trump supporters. And it was just shocking to me see all the lies, but they need to have some kind of way to fight back, and the Internet is not going to do it in the rural areas. In addition to that, I'd like to make a comment. For any Democrats who's running for office, better have a telephone contact on the bottom of whatever they have, because a lot of people are not tuned into the Internet, and we need more stations like you guys up in the north and all of our areas here, because people do not have good Internet access. It's bad news. So anyway, and older people don't have education on how to utilize this stuff, so they need phone numbers and they need contacts, you know, through other means. So thanks a lot, Matt, for addressing the subject, because they need to wake up and get their butt in gear, because, you know, this is our country we're talking about. This is our democracy. Thank you, Matt, and you have a good day.
Thanks for calling in, Gene. Yeah, a couple of things. And I want to talk very, very much about the Internet and what you talk about. One thing I will say, obviously, we believe in separation of church and state in the in our country. I have a great respect for all religions, and I do not associate any religion with any political doctrine one way or the other. And so the truth of the matter is that I welcome and respect any religious point of view. But having said that, I think you made some points that really must be emphasized. One of them is we have taken in the Democratic Party a very passive approach, about tooting our own horn and about simply standing up to people like Trump. We disagree with what he says, but we do it in such a polite, milquetoast fashion. There's a certain amount of passive aggressive attitude on the part of some of our elected officials. And people are not getting the point. They're not really getting the message. When it comes to the Internet, and this is something that is long overdue to be said, it is true that both parties have become very high tech. But the Democratic Party, I think, in this state, somehow thinks that simply Internet and social media connections are perhaps disproportionately important, more than they really are. Yes, we have outreach. Yeah, we have workshops for new candidates, and we have people going door to door and all that. But the problem is back in 2020, there were a bunch of people from northern Wisconsin and also from Milwaukee, and I was one of them, who decided that we should put up signs for Biden all over the north, all over the 7th Congressional District, the 8th, the 3rd, and then portions of the 5th and the 2nd that are rural, and the 6th and so forth. Because signs talk up there, actually signs talk everywhere, but the Republicans flood their farms and they flood the roads with signs. And many times they just rent the space from the farmer. They go to a guy and he go, you know, we'll give you a couple hundreds of bucks a month if we can put up a Trump sign. He says, fine, I need a couple hundred bucks a month. You may not initially have thought of voting for Trump. So suddenly I had people coming back from vacation up north telling me, God, I saw nothing but Trump signs and no Biden signs. So we put together a group, and we were willing to fund it, that would flood the north with Biden signs. There are plenty of them. And the State Democratic Party, and we wanted them up by Memorial Day of 2020, the State Democratic Party said no, they didn't want that, because they wanted to coordinate their release, and they normally release them in October, which is too late. Everybody's seen Trump for 6 months. But they said, okay, if you want to do it, go ahead. But we can't do it because our printer in Pennsylvania is on strike, and that's where we get our signs. And I said, well, there's plenty of union shops in Wisconsin. We can get them printed with a union bug and pay union wages. No. So the signs didn't go up by Memorial Day. Then they said 4th of July. No, not 4th of July, because they said, we want the vice presidential candidate. It has to be Biden, whoever. I said, well, that's ridiculous. They don't go Trump. Some of them are Trump Pence. There's plenty of just Trump signs. Put up Biden. Biden's the guy who's obviously on the way. He had by that point, everybody conceded. No. Okay. So 4th of July, there were no signs. Nothing but Trump signs all over the state. Everybody coming back to Milwaukee from vacation going, where are the Biden signs? So I said, we at least need them by Labor Day, because a lot of guys go north on Labor Day. No. Okay, well, we'll see what we can do. Nothing went up. They finally went up in October. That's what they intended all the time. There is a top-down authoritarian management in the Democratic Party that really doesn't understand what's going on, doesn't understand why we lose the rural areas. They give up on the rural areas. They give up on the rural areas. They have a game plan, and it's highly based on social media, and it's highly based on looking at constituencies and disregarding other constituencies. That has got to stop. That's not how Bill Proxmire got elected. That's not how Pat Lucey got elected. That's not how Les Aspin got elected. That's not how Dave Obey got elected. That's not how Jerry Klitschko got elected. And these were strong people. We are devolving into a passive-aggressive party with passive-aggressive leaders who are simply making the choice to campaign heavily in some areas where they think they have an advantage and not campaign elsewhere. That's got to be said. I just said it. I'd say it again. Get the word out. Just get the word out. Get the word out. In the next election, there had better be Biden signs up north starting in March. And maybe they'll go now, okay, yeah, he's the president now, and we'll put Biden Harris and all that. Get the signs out. Social media is not enough. Gene is exactly right. There's a lot of elderly people who don't do social media. There are a lot of people who the constraints of everyday life, taking care of their kids, making a living, cooking a meal, they have no time. Who has time to read a lot of newspapers? All they hear is what they hear on the street and at work. That's all they hear. And we are not countering that. We are not countering that. Well, something else Voss wants, if you can imagine. Now he comes out and he goes, well, I want all of the election commissioners gone. I want them to resign, all six of them. Somebody said, well, you appointed one of them, Dean Knudsen. Why don't you pull him? No, I'm not going to pull him. I'm just saying that I want him to resign. I know they won't, so I look good among the Trump base. But I really don't want Dean Knudsen. I mean, he says this stuff. What, and nobody pays attention to this stuff? He said five of them charged with felonies. Felonies, including Dean Knudsen. He wants the guy he appointed charged with a felony, but he won't pull him. He knows they're not going to be charged with felonies because they let people in assisted living and old age homes vote. They mailed them their ballots instead of bringing them in person because the truth was under COVID, they weren't permitted in the old age homes and the old folks wouldn't have voted. The old folks wouldn't have voted. And he appoints Gableman, who just attempted to anonymously get records from the election commission. He didn't send an open records request. He got a guy to misrepresent himself and not ID himself and didn't say he was from Gableman and to get these records, and he got caught. This is a crooked deal, guys. This is a corrupt deal. This is a flat out corrupt deal. The clown boss is saying, I want five of them charged with felonies, including Dean Knudsen, my guy, not the six, Bob Spindell, not the guy who's pro-Trump and was one of the fake electors, not him, but the other five. And I want all six of them to resign, but I'm not going to pull Dean Knudsen. You know, how often, I mean, we've been talking a lot about the word getting out. How often does this kind of stuff have to go on before people tumble to it? We're going to a break. Line's still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.